Welcome. Today we're doing a deep dive into something, well, something deeply unsettling. We're looking at this strange phenomenon, reports clustering around a particular village, but maybe spreading. It has this characteristic that's just hard to believe.
Yes, it's based on some investigative work, some emerging reports, and it definitely has that feeling you mentioned, like something is quietly wrong. A real glitch in reality feel.
A hairline crack, as you put it before. Not loud, just wrong.
Exactly, that silent alarm feeling.
So it apparently starts, or at least the first major report comes from, in 1963, Transylvania. There's this remote village, quite isolated, and suddenly the Romanian military surrounds it.
Right. And the official story was what? A biological containment exercise?
That was the line, yeah. But then shortly after, the village is just empty.
Empty how? Abandoned. Worse. The inhabitants seemingly vanished completely. No word, no trace of where they went. Just gone. That level of disappearance under military quarantine, that's inherently disturbing, isn't it? What could possibly require that? It suggests something extreme happened. Normal rules didn't seem to apply.
Makes you wonder what they were really containing. Or trying to. Fast forward some years, an investigative journalist, Dashan Popescu, he manages to get into this restricted zone.
Okay. And what did he find? Signs of a struggle? Contamination?
No. That's the thing. He finds a village that looks, well, functional. People are there going about daily life.
So the vanishing report was wrong.
Or something else happened. Because here's the detail Popescu reported, the really chilling part.
Go on.
Nobody blinked. Not one person in the entire village, ever.
Wait, ever? Not blinking at all?
That's what he claimed. Think about that. It's involuntary, right? A reflex.
Completely. To have it just absent, universally absent in a whole community that's fundamentally unnatural. It screams something is deeply wrong.
It really does. And it wasn't the only odd thing he noticed.
Oh, what else he had?
He said the villagers seemed to actively avoid mirrors, like they wouldn't look at their own reflections.
Avoidance of mirrors? That could imply... Maybe a problem with self-recognition or not wanting to see what's looking back.
Maybe. And their speech. Popescu described it as sounding recited.
Recited.
Yeah, like they weren't conversing naturally, but delivering lines they'd memorized perfectly. No spontaneity.
So no blinking, avoiding mirrors, speech like a script. It paints a picture of something lacking genuine individual presence, doesn't it? Almost automated.
Exactly. And then Popescu tried to document all this, get proof.
Did he manage?
That's where it gets even stranger. His equipment started failing. Audio recorders had dropouts, static.
Okay, technical glitches can happen, I suppose, especially in remote areas, maybe.
But his video camera, too, the footage he did get was distorted, warped somehow.
Warped how?
He said when he managed to play back the distorted fragments, every face was identical.
Identical. All of them.
All of them. The same face, apparently. And completely devoid of expression. Emotionless.
Wow. Okay. Identical, emotionless faces and failing recording gear. That moves beyond just odd, doesn't it? Could it be just equipment malfunction under stress? Or is something actively resisting being documented?
It feels like the latter somehow. That interference and the identical faces. What does that even suggest? A loss of individuality on a physical level.
It's profoundly unsettling. Like the very concept of individual was erased there.
And then as he's processing all this, one villager approaches him. Just one. Breaks from the pattern.
And says what?
Whispers to him. Just four words. You shouldn't be here.
A warning from inside. That implies some awareness, doesn't it? Someone knew he was an outsider and that his presence was wrong or dangerous.
Popescu didn't stick around to ask why. He apparently left that same night. Can't say I blame him.
No, definitely not. But why the warning? Danger to him? Or danger from him to whatever was happening there.
Good question. Was it protective or a threat?
And the really disturbing part you mentioned earlier, this wasn't just contained to that one village in Transylvania.
Apparently not. Since then, similar reports, though often fragmented, harder to confirm, have supposedly surfaced different places around the globe.
With the same core features.
The same defining, unbelievable detail. Communities or groups of people who just... don't blink.
So it's spreading. Or maybe it was always more widespread, just unnoticed. A global pattern of this strangeness.
It suggests something systemic, doesn't it? Not just a localized anomaly. What could possibly link these incidents?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
So when you take it all in the no blinking, the identical faces popping up elsewhere, what kind of interpretations start to form? How do we even begin to process this narrative?
Well, one angle is to think about mimicry or conformity taken to an absolute extreme. Perhaps some initial trigger, some influence we'd understand, just suppressed all individuality, leading to this collective state where even reflexes and somehow facial features homogenize, like a social contagion gone biological almost.
The idea that something so core to us, our face, our involuntary actions, could just be overwritten, that's deeply disturbing. It's a profound loss of self, scaled up.
Exactly. It erases uniqueness.
Okay, what about the tech failures, the glitches Popescu experienced? How does that fit?
That's another layer. Could it be a side effect? If the phenomenon itself operates on some physical or even metaphysical level we don't grasp, maybe just interferes with our tech.
A byproduct.
Or be more deliberate. Something actively preventing observation, trying to keep itself hidden, masking the reality of the situation, which feels more plausible given the overall quiet wrongness.
The idea of active concealment, that adds intent. That feels colder, more calculated.
Mm-hmm. And the memorized speech, the mirror avoidance, where do they slot in?
They seem to reinforce that idea of lost self, don't they? The speech points to a lack of authentic thought, like puppets reading lines.
Right, a prescripted existence.
Yeah.
And avoiding mirrors. Well, if you no longer have a unique self, or if seeing your reflection confirms your lack of uniqueness or reveals something else entirely, I'll look.
It suggests maybe there's nothing individual left inside to see. A profound emptiness.
An internal void reflected, or rather unreflected.
Which brings us back to that warning. You shouldn't be here. Why tell the journalist to leave?
It could be simple self-preservation for the collective state. Outsiders disrupt the pattern, bring unwanted attention. Scrutiny might be the threat.
Exposure.
Exactly. Mm. Or if there is some controlling influence, maybe it's an instruction. Maintain the secret. Keep the normal world out. The journalist, just by being there and seeing, was a danger to the status quo.
A threat to the equilibrium of this altered reality, this glitch.
Precisely.
So, okay, let's brainstorm a bit. Given this pervasive quiet wrongness, the spreading nature, what are some hypothetical explanations? Trying to make sense of the senseless here.
Well, considering the uniformity, the lack of basic human traits, one really unsettling hypothesis is some kind of replacement. Advanced mimicry, infiltration. Individuals subtly replaced by something else, something that looks human, mostly, but hasn't quite mastered the details, like blinking or genuine speech.
So like pod people, but subtler.
Sort of. And the tech glitches. Maybe that's part of their nature.
Yeah.
Or a deliberate masking technology they employ to hide inconsistencies.
That idea of a hidden replacement happening globally undetected, that's nightmare fuel. It makes our perceived reality feel paper thin.
It certainly does. What else? Maybe less. Alien.
Could it be psychological? Some kind of mass manipulation?
That's another disturbing avenue. Imagine a pervasive influence, maybe technological, maybe psychic, maybe something else entirely, that suppresses individuality on a mass scale. It rewrites behavior, maybe even subtly alters appearance towards a norm. Hence, the identical faces as an outward sign of lost inner uniqueness.
And the warning.
In that case, the whispered warning might be a flicker, a brief moment of the original consciousness breaking through the control, instinctively warning an outsider.
That implies a horrifying level of invisible control, a silent, global silencing of will. What would be the purpose?
That's impossible to say from the narrative. Control for its own sake. Preparation for something else. We don't know.
Is there a purely technological angle, maybe less intentional?
Perhaps. Think about unforeseen consequences. What if some widespread technology, maybe communications, maybe something environmental we deployed, has a subtle cumulative neurological effect? It could slowly alter behavior, smooth out expressions, maybe even interfere with autonomic functions like blinking over time. The glitches could be interference patterns.
So an accidental side effect of progress turning us into this.
It's a possibility. The warning then might come from someone who is aware of the connection, the cause and effect.
It's hard to picture what tech could do that so subtly, so globally. But it paints this picture of a world changing under our noses. No invasion, no catastrophe, just this quiet shift.
A quiet wrongness settling in, exactly. An erosion of the normal happening just below the threshold of everyday notice.
So we're left contemplating these unblinking people, this strange uniformity spreading, the cryptic warnings, the failing tech. It doesn't really resolve, does it?
No, it leaves us with profound questions about the nature of identity, the stability of reality itself.
It suggests that what we take for granted as normal might be more malleable, more fragile than we think.
Far more susceptible to quiet changes operating just outside our perception.
And it makes you wonder, If something as basic as blinking, as unique as a face, can apparently be altered and spread so silently, what other subtle shifts might be happening right now? What other quiet wrongness might we already be living with, just not noticing yet?